بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, over the past few weeks many of us have been disturbed. The month of Rabi'ul Awwal is a month wherein we generally are filled with joy and happiness because it gives us the opportunity to speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It gives us an opportunity to listen to the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be part of programs and to be part of events wherein the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is celebrated, and the service that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has rendered to humanity is commemorated. But as we said, this month of Rabi'ul Awwal was a month wherein many Muslims have been disturbed, and many of us have been angered, and many of us have been once again exposed and reminded of the enmity and the hatred and the level of disrespect that some people harbor and express towards the blessed and Mubarak personality, the one whom we hold in the highest regard, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he described himself, he said that inna mathala ما بعثني الله به من الهدى والعلم كمثل الغيث أصاب أرضا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am ghayth. Allah has sent me as ghayth to the universe. What is ghayth? Ghayth refers to rain that descends after a lengthy period of drought. Indeed, humanity was in drought. Humanity was completely at its lowest level. Before the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was drought as far as beliefs, aqidah is concerned, as far as morals were concerned, as far as principles were concerned, as far as values were concerned. There was barbarism and there was disorder. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during that period of drought, when humanity was suffering from a drought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent ghayth. Ghayth means that rain which comes at the time when people are suffering from a lengthy period of drought. The rain that they really need, the rain that they anticipate, the rain that they look forward to. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ghayth. Not only for a certain community, not only for a certain race, not only for a certain category of people, but for the entire humanity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be born in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And when you look at the meaning of Rabi' means spring. We all look forward to spring. We all anticipate the arrival of spring. Spring is when things come back to life. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his arrival, that rain that comes after a lengthy period of drought, made its arrival in spring. What a wonderful description Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us. What a wonderful time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had arrived during Rabi'ul Awwal, the beginning of spring. How can we ever do justice to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One positive we take out of this, the insults that are hurled at him, and the abuse that is hurled at him, and the labels that are directed towards him, is that we will praise him the more we hear of insults hurled towards him. The more he is insulted, the more we will praise him. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not need our praises. Our praises and our words of praise and appreciation and acknowledgement for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do not add any value. Do not add any value to the significance and the value and the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our words become valuable by taking the name of Rasulullah. The name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adds value to our words. a gathering of this nature, and every such gathering wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praised, does not add any additional value to the significance and greatness and loftiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, that gathering becomes great because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in that gathering. So how can we do justice to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But it demands from us, it's our imani sentiments, it's our attachment to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whenever insults are hurled towards him, whenever he is portrayed in a negative way, it is just our sentiments and our attachment to him that we wish to glorify him and praise him and acknowledge him even more. And our love for him increases to a greater extent. One of the famous scholars of the seerah has derived over 250 names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we know of any individual, any personality, any great person who was given 250 names, 250 titles? And there's a principle in the Arabic language, kathratul asma, that the more names are given to something, it's an indication and a proof of its significance and its greatness. So you find that Suratu Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen is one of the greatest chapters of the Quran, and that is why you find that it has the most amount of names. So the more names that are given to something, it is a sign of the greatness and the significance and the loftiness of the thing that is named with so many names. However, in today's pre-khutbah talk, we want to focus on the name Muhammad. And just the name, let alone his seerah, let alone his character, let alone his humility, let alone his acts of worship, we can write books just on the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen this name for him. In fact, in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there are five names that Allah had chosen for me, amongst the many names. So there are up to 250 names, but there are five special names that Allah had given me. What are those five special names? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna li asma, I have asma, I have names, I have attributes, I have titles. Allah says, walillahil asma'ul husna. Allah has asma. Allah has the best asma. Allah has the best attributes and titles and names. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah has given me certain asma. Allah has given me certain names. Allah has given me certain titles. What are they? Ana Muhammad. I am Muhammad. Wa ana Ahmad. I am Ahmad. Allah has given me the name Muhammad. Allah has given me the name Ahmad. Wa ana al-Mahi. This is a name perhaps many of us are not familiar with. We are quite familiar with the name Muhammad and the name given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahmad. One of the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Al-Mahi. Al-Mahi means the obliterator, the one who obliterates, the one who deletes, the one who cancels, the one who wipes out. Why was he given this title? Alladhi yamhu Allahu bi al-kufra, because kufr, disbelief will be obliterated, disbelief will be removed, disbelief will be deleted from the world through me. So Allah gave him the title Al-Mahi. Wa ana al-Hashir. Ana al-Hashir, another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you have Muhammad, you have Ahmad, you have Al-Mahi, the obliterator, the one who will obliterate and remove kufr and disbelief from the world. Another title given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and another name chosen for him by Allah was Al-Hashir. What does Al-Hashir mean? Al-Hashir means the one who will be resurrected. Why is he given the special title, the one who will be resurrected, when every human being will experience resurrection? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself explains why he is called the one who will be resurrected. He says, "Alladhi yuhsharu an-nasu ala qadami," because I will lead the resurrection. Once I am resurrected, then will the rest of creation be resurrected. So I will lead the resurrection when people are resurrected from the graves. And the fifth name that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given specifically by Allah, ana al-aqib. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I am aqib. What does aqib mean? Aqib means the one who comes at the end. Alladhi laysa ba'di nabiyun. I am that nabi after whom no other nabi will ever come. So I am aqib. So these are five special names given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah azza wa jal. Now, today's pre-khutbah talk, we want to concentrate and focus on the name Muhammad. Just understand what a beautiful and wonderful name, and why it is the best name that Allah has chosen for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I think it is quite an ideal time to speak about the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when in a certain part of the world, insults and criticisms are leveled towards him. What does Muhammad mean? When you study the name Muhammad, Muhammad is derived from three root letters. What are the three root letters? Ha, Mim, Dal, Hamd. Let us study the meaning of Hamd. Hamd, we translate it as praise. You have Surah Al-Hamd. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Hamd. When we say Alhamdulillah, the first utterance that was spoken by the human race was Hamd, Alhamdulillah. When Adam alayhi salam was created, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inserted the ruh in Adam alayhi salam, fa'atasa. Adam alayhi salam sneezed, fa'ajrallahu wa ta'ala ala lisanihi, Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him and inspired him to say Alhamdulillah. So the name Muhammad is derived from the very first word that was spoken by the human race for our father Adam alayhi salam, and that is Alhamd, Hamd. What is Hamd? What does Hamd mean? There are different words used to praise in the Arabic language. One is Madh. But Allah did not derive his word from Madh, Mim Dalha. One is Shukr. Allah did not derive his name from Shukr. Allah does not call him Mushakkar. Allah does not call him Mumaddah. But he's called Muhammad. Why from Hamd? Because Shukr means to praise someone and to thank someone after you receive something. To give thanks. When do you give thanks? After you receive something. So it's limited, it's got a confined meaning. It's not a comprehensive meaning. It's confined to when you get something. Then in return, you show appreciation, that's called Shukr. Allah did not derive his name from madah. Mim dalha. Why? Because what's madah? Madah is to praise somebody before receiving something. So to praise with the intention of getting something in return for that praise. So that's also a confined meaning. But Allah chose to derive his name from hamd. What does hamd mean? Hamd means you are always praising someone and acknowledging someone, whether you benefit from that person or there's no benefit. That is hamd. So in other words, hamd is the most comprehensive and the highest level of praise and acknowledgement that you can offer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to derive the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from hamd, which is the highest level of praise and acknowledgement and appreciation that you can ever offer to somebody. So that's as far as hamd is concerned, the root letters, Muhammad. Now let's look at the word Muhammad. The name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's what we refer to in Arabic as a passive participle. So you have two types of participle. You have the active participle and you have the passive participle. A simple explanation of Muhammad is that it's the done upon. The done upon. The object, you may refer to it. So the one being praised. The one who praises is Hamid. Hamid. We hear the name Hamid. Someone is given the name Hamid. It's a beautiful name. What does Hamid mean? The praiser. The one who praises. And the one who is praised is actually Mahmud. We also hear the name Mahmud. Also another beautiful name. Hamid also derived from Hamd. Mahmud also derived from Hamim Dal Hamd. But why did Allah not name him Mahmud? When Mahmud means the praised one, why did Allah call him and why did Allah name him Muhammad? What's the difference between Mahmud and Muhammad? Muhammad denotes one who is continuously, repeatedly, and excessively praised. All the time. So Mahmud means one who is praised. He's praised. You praise somebody once, you praise him twice, you say they're Mahmud. But Muhammad, what does Muhammad mean? Muhammad means every time you take his name, you are praising him. So even if you utter his name to insult him, you are indirectly praising him. Because Muhammad, when you utter, you take the name Muhammad. When you are saying Muhammad, you are already saying the one who is excessively, continuously, repeatedly praised with the highest form of praise, which is Hamd. What a wonderful name. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the meaning of the name Muhammad. He's repeatedly praised. And he does not require our praise. Who has praised him? And who has given him the highest level of praise? Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Oh Muhammad, Ya Allah has elevated you. Ya Allah has raised you. Ya Allah has raised your mention. Those who love you will take your name. Those from your ummah will take your name. Every Nabi that came before you took your name. The Mu'addin will call out your name. Adhan is not complete until we do not take the name Muhammad in the Adhan. Our Salah, in our Salah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Our Salah will not be perfected until we don't take the name Muhammad. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, your dua is not answered until you don't say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Janaza Salah. After the second takbir, what do we recite? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, durood. Every occasion, every event, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have elevated your name. No matter who tries and defame you, no matter who tries to insult you, we have elevated your name. It will remain elevated. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ Muhammad. That is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means. This name Muhammad is mentioned 4 times in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. We find it in Ali Imran. The name Muhammad is mentioned. Keep that meaning in front of you. Can a person or an individual have a title that expresses a higher amount and a higher level of praise than the name Muhammad? Sallallahu. Impossible. You can't in any other language. Then in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. In Surah Al-Fatih, مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. In Surah Muhammad, there's a chapter in the Quran named after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, Muhammad is the haqq. Muhammad is the truth. He's an embodiment of truth. He's an embodiment of rahmah. He's an embodiment of kindness. Let's move on to the name Ahmad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am Muhammad, the one who is excessively, repeatedly, continuously praised with the highest form of praise. I am Muhammad. Wa ana Ahmad, another name we are familiar with. A beautiful name. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am Ahmad. Now let's study Ahmad. Ahmad also derived from Hamd. What's the difference between Muhammad and Ahmad? We said Muhammad is the passive participle, the done upon, the one who is being praised. Ahmad means what? The greatest praiser. Who is he praising? Allah. Allahu Akbar. So while he enjoys the highest level of continuous and excessive praise from Allah, he returns the favor by expressing the greatest amount of praise and acknowledgement to Allah. That's Ahmad. Ahmad is what we refer to as a superlative noun. In every language you have superlative noun. The biggest, the oldest, the greatest. Ahmad is a superlative noun. The greatest praiser of Allah. Praise Allah how much you want. Let the entire creation come together and praise Allah. They can never ever come close to the level of praise that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has offered to Allah. The name Ahmad is mentioned once in the Quran, Ahmad. It was mentioned by Isa alayhi salam when he informed his people, the Israelites and the Banu Israel. When he told them of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used the name Ahmad. There's a difference of opinion with regards to Musa alayhi salam. When he spoke, brothers, and wallahi, we showed greater amount of respect to Moses and to Jesus than the followers of Moses and Jesus claim to show. Whenever we take the name Moses, what do we say? Peace be upon him. Musa alayhi salam. We teach our children to say Jesus, peace be upon him. Isa alayhi salam. We don't just say Moses. Well, we don't just say Jesus. But we add Isa alayhi salam. We teach this to our children. Could you not teach that to an educator? The educator who was killed and who was slain. Because he had shown cartoons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his children. You could not educate an educator about the greatness and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We teach our children to honor Jesus and Moses. Peace be upon them and peace be upon every other Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salam said to his people, by the way, we do not condone the act of the killing of that teacher. We do not condone it. That is not how we react. That is not how we respond. But understand the context. Understand the context in which that crime was carried out. Why provoke people who love a man more than they love themselves? We put the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before our own desires and passions. And that is why we are here in the masjid. We could have been somewhere else. We could have been in our offices, in our practices, in our businesses. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that at the time of the Adhan on the day of Jumu'ah, you go to the masjid. So I put my preference aside and I come to the masjid because I love Muhammad more than I love myself. And that's why I prefer what he preferred more than what I prefer. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why provoke us? When we love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we love him because he loved us. He loved us and he expressed his love for us. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, لَمَّا رَأَيْتُ طِيبَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ I came and I saw Rasulullah and was in a wonderful mood and he was in a pleasant mood. Sometimes you're in a good mood and you're in a pleasant mood and your wife thinks, now's the time to strike. Let me make my demands, let me make my request. My husband is in a good mood, it's natural. So she said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a good mood. I said, let me take advantage of the good mood. So what did I say? I said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma khtir li Aisha ma taqaddama min dambiha wa ma ta'akhar wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha. Forgive her all her sins. Her sins committed in the past, whatever sins and offenses she might commit in the future, those that she committed publicly, those that she committed secretly, oh Allah, forgive her. فَضَحِكْتُ Aisha says, I became so happy. What a wonderful dua. The Nabi of Allah is making this dua for me. She says, I laughed to such an extent that my head fell into my lap out of laughing. Rasulullah ﷺ turned to me and says, oh Aisha, are you happy? Because I made this dua for you. She said, oh, of course, O Rasul of Allah, why should I not be happy? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّهُ لَدُعَاءِ لِأُمَّتِي فِي كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ I made this dua for my ummah after every salah. After every salah, I made this dua for my ummah. So we love him because he loved us. We express our love for him because he expressed his love for us. Isa alayhi salam said to his people, the name Ahmad comes in the Quran. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ He says, I'm giving you good news, O Israelite. I'm giving you good news of a messenger who will come after me. اسْمُهُ His name is Ahmad. Ahmad, the greatest praiser of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, we find every Nabi was insulted by his people. Every Nabi was mocked by his people. Every Nabi was given titles by his people. And what do you find? You find that Allah tolerated that. When Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, he was accused of being a fool. They called him a fool. What did they say to him? They said to him, they accused him of being lost. They said, قَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ You are lost, man. Oh Nuh, look at you. You lost. So they insulted him, they mocked at him. What did he say? قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي ضَلَالًا He responded. Allah tolerated. Allah did not respond on behalf of Nuh alayhi salam. The response came from him. He said, listen my people, I am not lost. لَيْسَ بِي ضَلَالَةٌ When it came to Hud alayhi salam, what did they accuse him of? They accused him of being a fool. They said, you are a fool. You are a madman. You are insane. What did they say? إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي سَفَاهَةٍ We see you wandering in foolishness. What did he do? Allah tolerated this. Allah did not respond. Hud alayhi salam himself respond. What did he say? He says, Ya qawm, laysa bi safaha. I don't suffer from safaha. I'm not suffering from feeble-mindedness. I'm not suffering from foolishness. Don't insult me in this way. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was insulted, Allah could not tolerate that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. What did they say? They said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ. Allah says, they call you a madman. They say you are insane. They say you are a person who has lost his mind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa did not tell his people. And he did not respond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, because any insult against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never ever tolerated by Allah. Allah himself responded. Allah says, Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. Oh Muhammad, they call you majnoon. I will respond. You are not a majnoon. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. You are on the highest level of values, morals and principles. When Abu Lahab came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad, alihada jama'tana tabban lak. He cursed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. Allah could not tolerate that. That insult, that curse, level against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah revealed a chapter insulting Abu Lahab. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab. You curse my Nabi. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab. Oh Abu Lahab, may you be cursed. On one occasion, they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa lost his son, Qasim. And when he lost his son, Qasim, there was a certain person in the community, a person of high standing. He came out dancing out of joy. Dancing out of joy, and he stood in front of the community and he insulted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he say? He said, "Inna Muhammad abtar." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an abtar. What does abtar mean? One whose lineage is cut off, meaning your remembrance will be forgotten. There's no one to carry your name. There's no son. You have no son. How will people remember your name? Immediately, Allah could not tolerate this. Allah says, "Inna a'tayna kal kawthar." فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ. The one who hates you, he's abtar. You are not abtar. Today we remember the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated his name. And just like how Allah responded on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this day and age, Allah too will respond on behalf of his Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because an insult, criticism directed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something that Allah cannot tolerate, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond in a manner befitting to the noble status of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.